Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of a number of books, including the new one, The Courage to Be Profitable. And she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you back. Ruth, I was just thinking, I was telling the audience about you coming on the show earlier in the hour, and I was talking about your book, The Courage to Be Profitable. And, you know, I've talked about profitability and the importance of profitability and how profitability is different from cash, and how they're two different mindsets and two different disciplines. You've been on the show many times talking about it. But I don't think I, at least, have ever talked about courage and profitability. And I really think we ought to couch it that way. I think we ought to develop the idea of profitability the way you have in your way you have in the title of your book, because it doesn't take courage to have cash flow. That's survival. It's just like it doesn't take courage to breathe. Right? You got to breathe to live. You got to have cash to stay in business. But profitability is optional, at least for a while, isn't it?
It really is, and let me tell you the story of what I mean by the courage to be profitable. It's actually one of the first two stories in my book. there's a business owner, let's call him Steve, and he took the business over from his dad and grew it from about $500,000 to $15 million in size. And before Steve took over his dad's business, he was a credit analyst for a bank or something like that, so he understood what a P&L and the balance sheet was and what right. cash flow was and all that stuff. Well, he grew the business to $15 million, you know, good years, good profitable years and everything like that. And then the economy tanked, you know, that type of thing. And he literally watched his business go from $15 million to $10 million, and he finally, you know, watched it die. Mm-hmm. And he finally sold it at about $6 million. And I said to him, I said, you know, you understand profits and balances. Why didn't you do something? He said, I didn't want to lay off the people who'd been with me for 20 to 25 years. That is not the courage to be profitable.
I know a story exactly like that. The guy told me. I mean, I knew the family. His dad built it up. He got it from his dad, and they were not. I'm not going to say they were wealthy, but he didn't have to work. If he literally had closed the business when it started going down, he could be retired, you know, in the south of France right now if he wanted to be. But he literally wrote it down rather than lay off his 300 employees.
Yeah. Exactly.
Into personal and corporate bankruptcy.
Yeah. The courage to be profitable is the courage to make the hard decisions when you have to. It's firing that employee who's not productive. It's calling that customer on the phone. I mean, I teach Profitability Day, and we had a guy who'd take class, and he had one of his customers that was 90 days older, and he was still selling to him. And so I got on this case, as did everybody else in class. So he went back and said, all right, I'm going to call him. And so I called him, you know, we had a conversation after, because there's follow-up after class. And I said, well, what happened? He goes, he sent me a check and then asked me whether I would still sell to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You've got to have the courage to make those tough phone calls, to fire the people who are not productive, to go out and, you know, knock on doors and get those new customers.
And to ask for enough money.
Yeah,
absolutely. To get the price that you deserve. Ruth, you probably do this. I bet you do this. I do it all the time. When I'm in a small business and I see what their pricing is on something, I actually tell them, you know what, you're not charging enough for this.
Oh,
or
yeah,
I talk. I know small businesses, and I ask them when I go in there. I say, how you doing? Well, we're kind of hanging in there. We're doing okay. Blah blah blah. And I say George or Susie, you're not charging enough for your products. You've got to make them, your margins aren't good enough. I mean, I don't even know their price structure, but I can tell that their margins aren't good, because I actually had one of them to tell me that she's in the food business, and she was trying to compare her prices to Walmart.
You can't.
I said, Linda, you can't do that. You know, people who want to buy from you are never going to go to Walmart.
Right.
But she thought that's what she needed to do. And yeah. She needed to have the courage to charge me 50 cents more for a head of lettuce that I wanted to buy from her.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
Because guess what? I don't care what it costs. I don't care what the lettuce costs. I want her lettuce.
That's right.
Now everybody's not like that. But you got to have the courage to find enough people. We're going to have Ruth talk to us some more about this courage thing, folks. It's really important. You need to think about the courage component in your future success. 10, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Ruth King.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.